From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Howard Berkus. Debbie Elliott is on assignment. This weekend, the White House is denying reports that President Bush had lost confidence in CIA Director Porter Goss. Goss announced yesterday he was stepping down, but gave no reason. Today, he told CNN his departure would have to remain one of those mysteries. One of the Washington reporters trying to solve this mystery is Walter Pincus of the Washington Post, and he joins me now. In your Post story today, you quote unnamed administration officials as saying the president did lose confidence in Porter Goss. What did your sources say about why he lost confidence?
Well, there are a whole series of things. He was really sent over to clear out what the White House saw was an intelligence agency at the top that was leaking information. It was undermining the administration's position, not just on weapons of mass destruction looking backwards, but also the way the war was running, and particularly leaks that took place just prior to the 2004 election. He also went over with a sort of mandate to follow through on some of the findings of the early investigations about the failures before 9/11 and WMD. But he took with him a group of staff people who were from the Republican staff of the House Intelligence Committee, which he chaired, and they were former CIA people, and they started cleaning house, as the rumors went, with the people who didn't promote them when they were still there. So it took on a house cleaning that was partially revenge.
Is it your understanding, though, that the president was unhappy with the kind of house cleaning that Porter Goss engaged in at the CIA?
I think you have to call it not just the president, but the White House, because the vice president, Dick Cheney, took an extremely firm interest. In fact, Porter Goss was looked on as his choice to go over there. The vice president wanted a certain kind of house cleaning, which was at a political level. The house cleaning took place, went way beyond that. It began to go into the senior part of the agency, and therefore you lost a lot of seasoned people that you needed to keep.
Now, you're also reporting that General Michael Hayden is the likely nominee. He's the former director of the National Security Agency, and he's now the deputy to National Intelligence Director John Negroponte. Why Hayden?
You have to appoint somebody, and General Hayden seems to be the one that everybody's talking about. And what's very important, he's got all the clearances. This is no time to look for somebody who's not in the intelligence community right now, because it would take months to get the security clearances if they didn't already have them. He also is somebody that the president is comfortable with. He's been with the president a lot.
If Hayden is nominated, I wonder if he might run into trouble, given that he presided over the National Security Agency when it was listening in on phone conversations without warrants. Would that cloud the nomination process, perhaps?
Well, he obviously would be questioned. But again, I think there's too much emphasis. You have to remember that now a larger group of members of Congress from the two intelligence committees, the House and the Senate, have been briefed on it, and not one person has come forward and said the program should be stopped.
Washington Post correspondent Walter Pincus, thank you.
You're welcome.